Some 80 organizations across New Jersey have issued an open letter to state legislators urging them to override Governor Chris Christie's veto of a bill banning the dumping of fracking waste in that state. WBAI's Jose Santiago has more.
The bill, passed by both houses of the legislature but vetoed by Governor Christie, would prohibit the discharge, disposal, treatment, or storage of fracking waste, a toxic mix of water and chemicals used to extract natural gas from deep underground. Jeff Tittle, director of the New Jersey Sierra Club.
It's dangerous. There's, 600-plus toxic chemicals. There's, radionucleotides that come up from fracking. There's arsenic. There's, you name it is in it, from benzene and propane to diesel fuel. And we know we shouldn't be dumping it in our waterways. New Jersey has enough water pollution. We don't need any more water pollution, and we don't need to be bringing it in from other states either, whether it's generated here or generated somewhere else. And so I think the governor just sort of said to the rest of us, frack you. He's rather, concerned about his national image and the National Republican Party and being in the side of the gas lobby than he is on being the side of clean water in New Jersey.
In vetoing the measure, Governor Christie said the law, if enacted, would violate the Interstate Commerce Clause of the U.S. Constitution, which ensures that the flow of interstate commerce is free from local restraints imposed by any specific state. But one of the bill's sponsors has argued that the measure was reviewed by the Office of Legislative Services, which said the bill does not run afoul of the Commerce Clause. And so environmentalists are now turning to legislative leaders, demanding that they schedule a vote to override the governor's veto. Jim Walsh is with the international consumer rights organization Food and Water Watch.
This bill passed with bipartisan support. Many Republicans stood up to the administration when they voted for the bill. We need them to stand up again. It may not be as easy for them this time because the governor vetoed it, but they need to decide if they stand for clean water, if they stand for protecting the people of New Jersey and protecting public health, or they're going to play politics with our water supply. And I think that since they voted for it the first time because they understood why it's so bad, they need to vote for the override. And we hope that it gets posted by the speaker, which we know she's going to do, and that we get Republican support. And we're going to hold their feet to the fire. We're going to hold Democrats' feet to the fire too to make sure that they don't back away from their commitment.
And environmental activist Lisa Riggiola, executive director of Citizens for Clean Pompton Lakes, added her group's name to the list of 79 other organizations urging lawmakers to stand up to the governor.
Knowing what I personally experienced with our own contamination issues, a historical toxic legacy that we live in here in Pompton Lakes thanks to the DuPont Corporation, and knowing what I know about contaminated sites throughout the state, anything that would endanger our natural resources, our soil, our air, our drinking water specifically, is not acceptable for the citizens of New Jersey. There are some legislatures that fought very hard to make our state cleaner through the years, one of them being Senator Lautenberg, and to have a governor try to undo everything that's been done is not acceptable.
The environmentalists are urging New Jersey residents to pressure their state elected officials to support their call for an override of the governor's veto. For WBAI News, I'm Jose Santiago.